Yolmer Sanchez and the White Sox flexing some muscle before their game with the Royals, and they do the same in the batter's box against Ian Kennedy.
The 1-0, and Garcia hits it high in the air to right field. That's a way back, and that ball is gone. A home run for Garcia, giving Chicago the early 2-0 lead.
There's a ball struck well. Deep left center by Kevin Smith, and that ball is out of here on the first pitch from Kennedy. And the White Sox have their two-run lead back.
The pitch, and there's a line drive base hit into right center field, and that's going to score Angle. He comes home to second base. Sanchez, he's safe, and it's 4-1 Chicago.
1-0. Swing and a shot down the right field line the other way. It's hit well, and that ball's going to be off the fence down in the corner. One run is in. As Sanchez comes in, they're going to hold Moncada at third. But it's an RBI Abbas Field double by Avi Garcia, his third run driven in today. And it's now a 6-1 lead.
Garcia finishes 2-for-4 with the 3 RBIs. The White Sox win 8-1. So the White Sox win the season series against the Royals 10-9. And Tim Anderson goes 2-for-4 with a run scored. Anderson extends to a 15-game hit streak. So the Royals lose 2 out of 3 in Chicago over the weekend and fall to 76-79 on the year. Here's the KC manager, Ned Yost.
First inning, I didn't think it was real sharp. Made a mistake up and end Garcia. But after the first inning, I thought, I felt like he was much, much better. The mistake on a breaking ball for a home run, got us into the sixth inning with an opportunity. We just couldn't, generate any offense off of Giolito.
Was Giolito that good today?
He's pretty good. I mean, we've been swinging the bats okay, he just shut us down. No, absolutely. Yeah, no, he absolutely. I mean, he was back, and his release point was back. His arm angle was back up to where it normally was, yeah. And I mean, he was, he still had life on his fastball, which you could tell he was striking hitters out with that good riding fastball, and just made a mistake with the fastball in the first inning, and the breaking ball, cost him some runs, and then of course the throwing error on the pickoff, hurt him too. But in terms of stuff, I thought his breaking ball was good. Particularly after the first inning, I thought his fastball had life on it, and I thought he was okay.
The Royals now have a quick turnaround as they get set to play a makeup game against the Yankees in the Bronx on Monday afternoon. Jacob Junis will make the start.